Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. Last week, we learned how to start a journaling practice and how to do a candle exercise to help still the mind. For the person who has everything, give them a journal and a pen for the holidays. It is a gift that rewards all year long. Both journaling and the candle exercise are excellent daily practices. In this episode, we will discuss family time and how to speak your child's love language. Family time helps to increase closeness, security, trust, and other beneficial qualities. Over Thanksgiving, I had family time with my parents. I played Kahoot with my mom while my dad took a nap. We played a few Would You Rather games. It is a non-competitive game that asks questions and gives two options to choose from. It's a simple game, but can be revealing. Here is one question asked. Would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with someone you argued with nonstop? Or would you rather be on a deserted island by yourself? My mom would rather argue with someone than be alone. This surprised me. It shows she values connection and would rather have tension than isolation. On the other hand, I see being stuck on an island with someone that I argue with as a form of dependence. I chose to be on the island alone. For me, peace is connection. Peace is love. This is the way I relate to others. We also went shopping to get my grandmother some clothes for Christmas. My mom wanted to get her a size large. I felt she needed an extra large, maybe even a 2X. I thought to myself, do you want to flatter her, or do you want her to feel comfortable in something that she truly fits? We asked my dad for his opinion. He appeared shocked, wondering why he was being asked to pick her size. Inside, I laughed at his response. Family is a dance of perspectives, assumptions, and good intentions. Connection, honest expression, and softness occur when we share space with the people who know us best. Family moments can transform into emotional connection when fostered over time. As parents, we stand tall and sometimes feel pulled in different directions. Family time provides a chance to learn to balance boundaries and emotions. Today, we will learn to stay present even when things feel complicated, tender, or tiring. There is a book called The Five Love Languages of Children. Some things that feel hard in raising children is simply a mismatch between the love we give, and the love the child receives. Here are the five love languages of children. Physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service. When we speak the child's love language, even daily activities can turn into family time. Here are a few examples of family time activities. Visit to the library to check out books. Gardening, drawing together, sports, read a book, especially a book for bedtime, schedule time with no particular activity planned, movie night, go for a walk together. Day-to-day friction can lose its grip when we speak with the five love languages. Let's see this in action with an everyday activity such as leaving the home in the morning. Morning time can seem to carry a weight of its own. There is pressure to leave, allowing time for rush hour traffic and other hiccups. We may also have last-minute wardrobe changes. We want to change shoes and coat because it's raining, or we forgot to pack lunch for the morning, so we have to throw a sandwich together. During this stressful time, the five love languages can save the day. Physical touch as a love language when preparing in the morning. For a child who loves closeness, you can help them zip up their coat and gently touch their face. Big squishy hugs can be offered when the child is ready. A giant family sandwich hug can be given before everyone walks out the door. Words of affirmation. Some children light up when they are recognized. Encourage self-reliance and autonomy for the little things they do. You found your shoes. Good job. You got the door. Thank you. You have your bag ready. Great job remembering. Quality time and acts of service can blend together in the morning rush. Sometimes we may feel our kids should do more for themselves, but we have to weigh what is worth pushing and what will make life easier for ourselves. When a child loves to be helped, assisting them while they get dressed will speak their love language. If they have a morning checklist, spend a few minutes going through their morning checklist to make sure they have everything. These few minutes can be used as a time to bond and feel loved. A tiny bit of help becomes a meaningful connection. For the child who thrives on tangible items, make a reward chart for leaving the house in the morning. Together, decide what the reward is after a certain number of successful morning exits. Clearly define how a successful exit looks. The rewards chart can be motivation, structure, and love all in one. This episode, I shared family time with my parents. We learned the 5 love languages that kids have. We also learned how to use the love languages in everyday activities. By using the 5 love languages of kids, we turn every moment into family time. I created a quick start love languages guide for kids in the description below. You can find it at go.healthsolutionstoday.com/family1. And that's family with the number 1. go.healthsolutionstoday.com/family1. Next week, we will cover more family time, specifically for the holiday season. Until then, this is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Remember, every day can be a healthy day.